Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy!
Hello! Radio family, it's your boy, the Samus Voice. Tune in to the Samus Voice Radio Network with now three hot shows. The Samus Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Pieces Touch the Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now, PPV After Dark, get your dance on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Walk with us, family.
You
let's
are
go.
Faithful. There's no substitute.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean Pepper Pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
You are listening to the Samus Voice Reloaded on Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's now time to get your spiritual fix, an uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, and my brother from the same father, the professor himself, Minister Siron Williams. Are y'all ready to walk? Let's go!
Light out, let it shine for me.
with me. Let's go!
What is good, radio family? This is your boy, the Psalmist Voice, and you are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, and yes, all in context. And I am your humble host once again, the Psalmist Voice. What is good? It's Friday. It's the weekend. You can get your grill out. You can enjoy some fellowship. We got church coming up on Sunday. You got Saturday with TPV After Dark to get your pre-praise on. The list goes on and on. But of course, big up and shout out to my co-host, the professor himself, Minister Cyron Williams. He is dealing with a personal matter on today, so he will not be with us on today, but we look forward to seeing him on Sunday's broadcast. But again, here we go with the weather. It's crazy, but here in Central Texas, we have clear skies. It's currently 80 degrees. Today's high will be 88 degrees. The winds have died down a lot. It's at 3 miles per hour, and we're getting cooler, getting into the month. School has started for the kiddos. Been an exciting week thus far, so God is definitely good. Again, we continue to pray for our fellow Texans in the Houston, Corpus Christi area, Beaumont, and all those surrounding areas that have been hit by the flood. Listen, family, we have a very, very strong community outreach alone just in Texas, and I want to big up and thank everyone who has volunteered, who has given their time to help the victims in this tragedy. They are transitioning in our area here in Central Texas. Also, if you need any additional assistance, if anyone is listening in the Houston area, we do have shelters available at the Killeen Special Event Center on W.S. Young. They are taking people there. They also have supplies as well. Also, if you'd like to make any donations, go to the local HEB, also the American Red Cross as well. They are taking donations, the Salvation Army as well. And of course, TPV, we're going to do what we can to send more donations. We've sent a couple of cases of water thus far. We are trying to do our part in the community. Also, Lee Church in Pflugerville is also accepting donations as well. You can go to www.leechurch.com for more information on how you can do that as far as volunteering. But volunteers are desperately needed all over the area, Central Texas, Belton. Belton's not accepting any more donations, but however, they do need volunteers. So big up to the community here in Texas. That's one thing that I can say. I'm not an original Texan, but since being here, anything that happens with the community, they pull together to make it work, and I am proud to see that. Also, news today. Of course, we have President Trump in our area looking at the disasters, and of course, he is trying to provide aid with FEMA and all that again, and also the North Korea situation, flying, actually launching missiles over Japan, and we just have to pray for that situation because it continues to get more and more volatile. But again, family, keep your families in prayer. Keep your loved ones safe in prayer. We don't know what's happening with that situation, but again, we serve a great and mighty God, and He will give us the protection we need to get it through. and also pray for the troops that are going to Afghanistan as well. Here in the Fort Hood area, they're deploying more troops out in that area for an open-ended Afghanistan issue. But family, let's just pray for our nation. Just pray for the individuals that have to go through the transitions of leaving their family behind to protect our country. And again, big up to the armed forces here in Fort Hood, Texas. And speaking of which, I have a definite praise report. Family, we've been asking for the last couple of shows, our sister LaShonda Nicole. Now, the blessed part about it is, I think a couple of days ago, my wife showed me a Facebook post that she posted on Facebook. I can tell you now here from the show, here at TPV, we got a praise report that our sister received her blessing, and God sent her miracle, and now she has a kidney. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for the person that has donated the kidney to LaShonda Nicole. She will be undergoing the surgery for the transplant. We will keep you posted on her progress. But listen, family, our God makes room for his people. This is a time to shout for her victory in Jesus' name. Amen. I am so pumped up right now just to see what God is doing with his people. They said the last shall be first, and God is opening up doors for such a time as this. Of course, big up and shout out goes out to my family. God bless you, family. I love you. And of course, my beautiful, lovely wife, Shanice, thank you so very much for your patience. Thank you for doing a lot of the behind the scenes work for TPV Enterprises and also TPV Ministries and all of our charities. We're getting a lot of things done step by step and allowing God to lead us. And very soon, we'll have a huge announcement to make regarding the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Can't wait to share that with you, family. But, of course, I got to say hi and I love you to my kiddos, CJ, Tajanique, Jalen, Tyreek, Ian, and baby Tajane. Daddy loves you to pieces. And, of course, my radio family here in Central Texas, also the U.S. Virgin Islands, the U.K., Norway, Canada, Bulgaria, Russian Federation, Qatar, Guyana, this goes on and on, but what is good? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We definitely appreciate you. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them that the Psalmist Voice Reloaded is on during your lunch break during the week, and we also have our primetime show on Sundays at 3 p.m. Of course, I cannot forget our very own JBJ. He has a trial sermon. Well, actually, not really a trial sermon, but his first sermon, his ministry, Grace Based Ministries, on fire for God. This will be his first sermon as pastor. God blessed him with a building to start his ministry. Family, please come out and support JBJ, Jerichiah Hunter, as he is walking into a new path in God. His ministry is called Faith Based Ministries, and his sermon and services will be held at First United Methodist Church in Killeen, room 104, and it will be on Facebook Live. All are invited. TPV will be in the house to support them as well. We got to support each other, family. That's how we're going to get it done in the kingdom. Special thanks goes out to Chip Evans. Thank you so very much, sir, for your continuous support with my family. Again, sir, God bless you, and thank you so much for listening to God's heart and really, truly blessing us and blessing our ministry. Also, Scott and White, Bone and Joint Institute in Temple, Texas. Drs. Brennan and Dr. Monroe, thank you guys and your team for putting me back together. You did a phenomenal job. And also with the Rehab Integrity Rehab Center here in Cove, thank you so very much for pushing me to keep me motivated to walk again and walk without at least a lot of pain. And of course, Integrity Pain Management in Killeen, Texas, thank you so very much for monitoring my pain so I can be active and do the show and do things that God wants me to do until my surgery on the 18th of this month. And also big up and shout out to the Williams family. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us for the last 3 years as we transitioned a lot from internet radio station to the radio station, and now we're on our own podcast here on Block Talk Radio. Samus Voice Radio Network is here, and once again, got a big announcement coming up, but I don't want to disclose it just yet, family. Well, family, we got a hot one coming up for you today. This show is going to bless your life. And, of course, our hot topic of the day, carnal versus godly mindset, facts and truth. Yes, I said it. We're going to go ahead and break that down to the break it down as we always do. But first, family, before we even get into any of that, y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
Ready to walk. TPV reloaded. We're ready to walk. We're ready to get this party started. Hot topic of the day, carnal versus godly mindset, facts versus truth, and facts and truth, whatever you want to call it, but we're going to break it down to the break it down. And of course, we got coming up on the rotation, we got music for you as well. We got Isaac Curry, Clean This House, Fred Hammond, Festival of Praise, and of course, William McDowell, Spirit Breakout. This is the Samus Voice Reloaded on Block Talk Radio. You are listening to your boy, the Samus Voice, and we're going to get this thing started. So here we go. Walk with me, family. Let's go. We'll be right back.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
You are listening to the Samus Voice on Block Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from Your Son will wash me from my sins, clean this house from the inside out. Restore me, take away my impurity.
Lord,
away my impurity. I said if you got me out that last situation, I wouldn't do it again. What can I say but I'm only human, and Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot and all up in the club. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from Your Son will wash.
Chapter 16, verses 8 through 12. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face. Continually remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Thus the word of the Lord. Now I'd like to take this time to welcome you. Yes, you. got you here, my friend. Now that you've arrived, let's get this party started. Yeah, it's time to begin. It's time to sing and dance, a big old family celebration. People all over the world, yeah, they came to celebrate the Lord of all creation. And if you didn't know, let me tell you, it's gonna be all the way live. We got plenty to drink, yeah, but it's a brand new one. Now the guest of honor is both lion and lamb. The savior of all the world, he is the great I Am. So from the bottom of my heart with this single phrase, let me welcome you to the festival. A praise, come on. You won't do, yeah. Oh, we are here today, all together. Come participate, it's all that we ask you to. Come on, people, lift your voice and sing with me. Welcome in this place, the joy of the Lord. Father, feel each race, from the ceiling to the floor. So everybody, let's get loud in this party. In this festival of praise, come join. Come join in, yeah. Come join in. Yeah.
Say what? Say what?
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You created me
to worship. Oh yeah. So I
not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in. Oh. Trust in you, Lord. I will put my
trying.
Samba's Voice. Tune in to the Samba's Voice Radio Network with now 3 hot shows. The Samba's Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Nieces Touch the Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now, TPV After Dark, get your dance on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Walk with us, family. Let's go.
You are listening to the Thomas Boy Shula on Blog Talk Radio.
say what?
Go!
Yeah.
My soul is aching to feel its warming embrace. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
The King everywhere we step, we clean Sunday to Sunday. What we believe stay the same. We don't back down. We say it proud. Don't get it twisted, this ain't twisted. But my flow can just like this. I got a tweet from Mr. Mina saying, hey, I wanna meet. Keep my humbleness on fixing. My reflection shine like this. Best believe when I doubt that conviction in my eyes.
When I be a light now. Every time I come around, that I bright smile.
Let the trials come, we don't mind them. For the best, so we don't even try.
shining brighter up in them drops.
Yep.
I was in a dark, he had a light to bring me nearest.
Yep.
I was at a place where I was super complacent. How amazing, man. He's comparing me to Shasta Rosie Harris.
Yep.
She taught me what it means to be a disciple from a distance.
Yep.
She was a light in the midst of all this craziness I witnessed.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I strive to be. Not like them stars on TV, but in reality, it's to be a light that draws into the pain. I ain't perfect, but what I'm putting is wrong.
Yep.
So satisfying, and I know I'm his spirit keeps me going.
Yep.
And now I know exactly what freedom means.
Freedom means.
So what I want is what I need. Just believe me.
Light on, oh, for everyone to see. Don't hide it, let it show. Oh, oh, let it grow. Oh, 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 oh.
Let it grow.
Forgetting to unmute the button. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll recap what we were talking about. We were talking about faith and Abraham, how Abraham was of age to not bear children, and his wife also was barren, but God promised him a child by the name of Isaac, and he did not believe. He was going by the natural and the carnal mind, saying, man, we can't have no kids. What in the world? We 100 plus years old. You talking about us having a baby? Well, that's what all of us think. We think like that, that the impossible is possible with God, but we look at the situation and it's, oh man, it ain't no way. But of course, reading further, you know that Abraham was blessed and he was named the father of many nations. And we got part two coming up on Sunday show of the hot topic of the day, carnal and versus godly mindset, the truth and fact. We're going to go ahead and get the breakdown for today's show, and then we're going to chop out. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed the show, even though y'all missed probably, 15 minutes more of it. I was muted the whole time, but again, my apologies to that. Man, I just feel kind of bad right now, but it's all good. It's all good. But we're going to go ahead and close the show with the breakdown, and here we go. TPV breakdown for today's hot topic, carnal versus godly mindset. Now, I pray that I've shown you the difference between a carnal mindset and a spiritual mindset, and I have shown you that you have to make a choice between the two, because a carnal mindset is always set on the facts, while a spiritual mindset is set only on the truth of God's word. Without making the choice of a spiritual mindset, you will constantly experience wavering of your faith in the truth of God's word, because you are more focused on the facts that seem more real and lasting, and doubts will arise about the power of God's word on your behalf, or whether or not God is even working on your behalf, and resulting in hesitation emotion, faith, actions. Abraham was a true example of that. And we talked about it in Romans 4, 17 through 21, his faith in him becoming the father of many nations. And I am done. That was the TPV breakdown for today's hot topic, carnal versus godly mindset, truth and facts. Well, tomorrow we got TPV After Dark, so please join us here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Thank you, Block Talk Radio, for having us, and we're going to have another hot After Dark show with more music to get you right for Sunday. So, on behalf of my brother from the same father, Minister Cyron Williams, and I am the Psalmist Voice, family, always, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist Voice on social media or anywhere else, walk with us. Let's go. We're going to close out the show with KCJ. I'm yours. I love you, family. I will see you on Sunday. Peace.
Move through my head. Your thoughts stay on my mind.